United Nations weapons inspections continue in Iraq as experts look for signs of Iraqi work on chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons. Yesterday, inspectors visited an animal vaccine factory. Washington Post reporter Rajiv Chandrasekharan was allowed into the facility. What did the inspectors find at that plant?
What it looks like the inspectors were looking for at that plant were signs that it has been renovated, that the previous group of inspectors had done in 1996 to essentially put that facility out of business, might have been undone by Iraqis. What they appear to have found is that the facility is still essentially destroyed. A group of journalists were let in there yesterday to see it, and it looks like it's in an amazing state of disrepair. Tanks still busted up, high-pressure piping that had been severed. The lighting is out there. Trash covers the floor. The inspectors did a quick once-over on the outside of the facility, then spent several hours inside. The director of the plant says that they took some swabs to test the ventilation system and also some of the tanks just to make sure that nothing untoward has been done there in their absence.
So these inspectors don't feel that was an animal vaccine factory?
Well, when it was set up by French experts in the 1980s, apparently it did produce vaccines for the foot and mouth disease, but subsequently it was converted into what UN inspectors believe was a factory to produce deadly bacteriological warfare agents, principally the botulism toxin. After the defection of Saddam Hussein's son-in-law to Jordan in 1995, and also the discovery that Iraq had been ordering large quantities of bacteriological growth material, UN inspectors honed in on that facility, and in 1996 they attempted to destroy its ability to ever produce that sort of thing again.
Do the Iraqis seem to be cooperating?
Well, that's the initial word out of the UN inspectors. They say that over the past 2 days when they have attempted to visit the variety of sites here, that they have had no problem gaining access, no problem touring around those sites or examining documents or taking samples when they want to. They emphasize, however, it's still early, and they've been visiting sites that have been visited by previous groups of inspectors. So it remains to be seen how the Iraqis will react when the inspectors choose to make unannounced visits to more sensitive locations, perhaps even President Hussein's palaces.
And where do the inspectors go next?
Well, they aren't saying. Part of their strategy is to keep this under wraps. They don't even tell their Iraqi counterparts, their members from Iraq's own national monitoring directorate that follow them to various sites, helping them get in through the gates. What happens when they leave in the mornings, for the past 2 days, they're sort of surrounded by a mob of journalists, but they leave in their white four-wheel drive vehicles and are quickly sort of joined by also four-wheel drive cars from the Iraqi side, and they go off. And the UN people say that the Iraqi team doesn't know where the UN inspectors are going until they drive up to the gates.
Washington Post reporter Rajiv Chandrasekharan in Baghdad.